Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony Green. And I'm so excited to be here today to help you on your journey. So today I have a super full switchboard, and usually I would ramble on about things going on. So I'm just going to do it very, very quickly because I want to get to as many people and help as many people as possible on my switchboard. So the first thing I need to tell you, in August I will be in Madison, Wisconsin on 2 separate dates. One of them I'm doing a book signing. Yes, I'll have all 5 of my books there. It will be amazing. So on August 17th, that's Friday the 17th, from 6 until 8, I'll be at the Half Price Books in Madison East. On August 26th, I will be at the Unity of Madison, Unity Church of Madison, from 1 to 3. It would be nice if I had this information before I started talking. Oh, well, it's on my website. So you can visit my website, tonyg.info, and it will give you that information. Also, yeah, from 1 until 3 in Madison, Wisconsin. And we're going to do some healing work and answer some questions. It's going to be just a phenomenal afternoon. Okay. So I'm going to go to the first caller today. Oh, the first caller was so close and they just disconnected. Oh, that's tragic to me. I'm going to go to the first caller. You know, 551, you just got bumped up to first place because the person before you, I think it was 301, just got disconnected. So 551, say thank you to 301. And hello, how are you today?
Hi. This is T. I've been trying to get on here for months, and this is my first time.
Oh, well, thank you for see, everybody, keep trying. You will get through. You will. Thank you so much for keeping trying. Is that the right way to say that? I don't even know. But thank you, and I'm so happy you got through. So what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's T, calling from New Jersey.
Excellent. What's your question for me today? Do you have a question or a connection?
Anything that you pick up regarding my career and direction.
Okay, so because it is a show and I only have 30 minutes, do you have a direct question about your career rather than me trying to fish around all in it?
I would say just more so... am I supposed to be going to school or really focusing on music?
Okay, so I just want to tell you, when you said, am I supposed to be going to school, I got a no, and I heard entrepreneur, and I get goose pimples on my legs, which is my confirmation, those little goosebumps. So when you say your music, and I hear entrepreneur, I'm saying to you, the statement I'm hearing for you is live it live. Now, that
okay.
should mean something to you. I'm not sure what that means, but it's not meant for me. So it doesn't need to mean anything to me or anybody else listening. But to you, live it live should mean something. And if it doesn't click right now, it will soon. I'm going to tell you, there is a little block. You have a little apprehension and fear with this. So let's go ahead and get to clearing this. We're going to clear this. And it all comes in your chest and throat. Oh, that's interesting. So you may feel yourself, you may feel some things going on right now. You may feel some clearing going on. You may feel some energy, pressure, heaviness, heat, pulling back and forth, whatever it is. Whatever has been stopping you from being productive or moving ahead with music is now going to be cleared. I'm going to tell you, they're saying keep it on a good note, and they're using the term also, so you should know what this means as far as your music goes and how you want that to look to the GP or the general public. Does all of mm-hmm. all of these messages make sense to you?
Yeah, as far as like what I like to put out and promote, and I get a lot of messages myself, and I've been hearing them. Someone talked to me. I'm not sure. It's a really familiar voice. And I don't know. I just believe that they're guiding me.
They are. Go ahead.
Last night I was hearing they wanted me to send someone home because they were a distraction. Was that just me, or was that them telling me, like, to send a person home?
You know what? Listen to your intuition. Listen to your guides. Always, always, always. You can always turn it around later on, but do it and see what that's like, and then decide if it was right or wrong for you. I'm going to tell you, you have a very promising career in the music industry, no matter which way you decide to take this. And they want you to really follow this. And they're saying keep it upbeat, keep it, I keep hearing general public, keep it upbeat. So those are the two things you need to pay attention to. And I hope this was super duper helpful for you today. Keep listening to them. They are there to help you. And this is going to continue to clear in you. So please know, oh, by the end of the day, you should feel lighter, healthier, you know, just in general lighter. And you should be able to move forward a little bit more quickly.
Oh.
Don't let the what-ifs get in the way. Turn your what-ifs around is what I'm hearing. Like, what if this doesn't work? Well, what if it does? So, like,
okay.
Every time you have a what-if that's negative, turn it into a what-if that's positive, okay? Remember, where your mind goes, your energy flows. Keep it positive and stay in alignment with. They wouldn't have brought you to it if they didn't want you to go through it. They brought you to it. Now go through it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you for keeping trying. I'm saying that wrong. I know I am. But thank you for being persistent, and I'm so grateful that you finally got through.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Have an amazing rest of the week, okay, love?
Okay. You too.
Thank you. We are going to go directly to the next caller because there are so many. And this one is actually in my hometown, 414. What's going on? Who are you? Hi.
Hi, my name is Felicia. And same as the other lady, I've been trying to get you, and I finally got you today.
Oh, I'm so grateful. See, people keep trying. You will get through. As a matter of fact, if you want to call in now, there's another spot open on my switchboard. I see. So go ahead and call in now that number. And Felicia, you are calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I'm guessing?
Well, yeah, I used to live there. I don't live there anymore. I moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
I love that. I love Nashville, too. So I'm in 414. That's why I see this. And I go, oh,
yes.
A neighbor. Somebody, somebody close. Yes.
That's,
okay.
That's home.
So what's your question, love? How can I help you?
Today, I know everything's going well. The question is basically, do I need to do anything else with purchasing a house? I know it's going to be like August, September, and in the process of getting everything together and without a down payment. So that's marvelous. I accept everything. But I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that I need to do. Or do I just patiently wait?
No. There is something else you need to do. You need to be a little bit more proactive about it, okay? There is the possibility of something popping in July. So although you're hearing August, September, that might be the closing time. So this might actually pop sometime still in July. You might find this. Make sure, and the second thing they're saying is, okay, so there's three things. Be a little bit more proactive. Keep looking. Number two, make sure your finances are solid and straight and all your paperwork is in order now. And number three, don't procrastinate. Don't give it all up. You've got to dig in and you've got to do some work. And they're asking you, now I don't know if this is an issue in Tennessee, but I don't know. They're saying if watch the wood of the house. Watch the wood.
Okay.
So whatever that
okay.
means, do you get what that means? Do you know what that means,
yes.
love?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you, the first house you see, you're going to fall in love with. You're going to want it to be this house. It is not that house. The first house, you're
okay.
going to look at a house and you're going to fall in love. And this is where they're saying, watch the wood, watch the wood, watch the wood. And I don't know if there are termites or mold.
Termites.
I'm feeling like it's termites, though. I am, because I'm hearing Terminex. I'm feeling like there might be some termite stuff going on. The foundation is not solid, and you're going to think, oh, it's not a big deal. I can, because I love this place. Oh, no. I cannot say no enough. You need to let it go like the snow in Wisconsin, okay? You just need to let go of that house. And I am going to tell you there the second house is going to be good. The third house is going to be the one, okay? That's the one that's going
okay.
to be the best. You could do the second one, but the third one's going to be a little bit financially better for you.
Okay,
okay. Sweetie? So coming up in July and August, you can be very proactive now. In this house that I fall in love with, just you need to let that house go right away. And I feel like it is going to be the first house, and they're going to make it sound so appealing to you. They know there's an issue. They are not going to share that issue with you, love. Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
thank
remember,
you.
Second or third, but mm-hmm. definitely get an inspector in there and a exterminator in there just to double check every single house, just to make sure. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. You have such a blessed week, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go straight to the next caller because I love doing this. This is my favorite thing in the world when I can help people out, when I'm sitting here giving answers. Oh, you just don't know how much I love this. 718, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Kate, a lot of East Coast going on today. Midwest and East Coast is coming in large. How can I help you, love?
Well, I'm calling because I want to attract abundance of money, and I've been looking for a job, and I want a job that pays me over $100,000. And I got a job with the company I want, but it's not the pay I want. So I'm just wondering what's going on, and I didn't start yet either.
Okay, so I'm gonna just ask, there's something blocking or stopping her financial prosperity, and I definitely get a yes. I'm going to start releasing this, Kate. If you can just stand for me, if you can face north, it's even better. Oh, but oh my gosh, this is all chest and heart stuff. Again, you know, women, we keep everything, we take it so personally, we take it to heart. You know, we really do. So whenever I'm clearing women, it's always this heart or the root area, that between the hips area. This is definitely chest and overwhelming. Although you know you deserve and you know you're worth this pay, there is something, there's a little bit of fear and there's a little bit of then what going on with this. What will they expect of you? What will happen? So as we clear this, I want you to tell me, I'm going to stop talking for a second. That might be a miracle in and of itself. I want you to tell me. Oy vey. I want you to tell me, do you feel anything? Do you feel any pressure, any energy moving? Do you feel yourself going back and forth at all? What are you feeling right now?
I'm not feeling anything.
Okay, that's okay. It's okay if you're not feeling it. Don't worry. It's still clearing from you, and you are going to notice a difference. But again, I want to say by the end of the day into tomorrow morning. Now, I am going to tell you there is another position coming in. Have you applied for this position yet? I feel like you have not applied for this position yet. There's another position coming in. It's going to be available, so I want to say sometime this week you're going to find it. It might be as soon as tonight into tomorrow, but keep your eyes open. And I want you to be very firm about this, and I want you to look again, because there are some positions that you have missed. They may have already been on the board, or they have already been out there, but maybe for some reason the energy didn't match, you didn't see it. And sometimes that's what happens. You know, we attract what we're thinking, not what we want. We attract where we are, not where we want to be. So what I'm hearing here is clearing this is going to help you get to where you want to be, because you're going to be at that level then, and you're going to see, excuse me, you're going to see these opportunities coming in. So I want to tell you tonight, tomorrow, and the next day through Wednesday, I want you to be very diligent with any recruiters or job sites that you're looking at. And I want you to do this. This just in, by the way, they just said this. They are so witty, aren't they? Oh, I love them. Go to the company you want to work for and look at the positions available and start applying from that end. Because sometimes on those boards, they'll tell you what the pay is also. And everything's negotiable. You know, everything right. is negotiable. So keep that in mind. I feel like this week you're going to find positions you hadn't found before, and you are going to be able to apply for them, and you're going to get some really good interviews into next week and the following week. And I feel like you are going to get that position very close to the pay you want, if not right there, okay?
Okay, so wait a minute. What about the position? So I got a position, but I haven't started. They hired me, but I haven't heard anything back about a start date, and it's been like 3 weeks. So is this with the same company or is it with a different company? Like, I don't know.
A new company. It's a new company, one you have not applied to yet. I just keep applying, because you can get what you want. You just have to be in alignment energetically with it. Okay? So there was this little thing that was stopping you from
receiving,
reaching that plateau. Yeah, and we have it. We all know we have it. We can't be here like, no, you know, men are brought up to be like, you're going to make the most money, you're going to this, you're going to that, you're worthy of this pay. Women are brought up, find a nice man who's worthy of that pay.
right.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to be the woman worthy of that pay. And I don't want to have it be an issue, because, you know, there's so much stigma around money. Oh, it's the root of all evil. Don't be greedy.
Yeah.
But what about this? And I just, you know, there is an energetic exchange for everything. So you're exchanging your time and your energy for so much per hour. Some people think their hourly is this much, or they're, and others think it's this much. And it's okay to know your worth and not feel
right.
like I'm, you know, because we are brought up with so much stigma, money, and so much fear of money, and don't be too pretty, don't be too egoic, don't be too rich,
mm-hmm.
don't be too, you know, but they, and the sad thing is our parents want all the best for us, but they're teaching us to be
limited beliefs.
Yes, thank you for that. Yes. So let's let go of that, and this clearing should definitely help you.
Okay.
And I want you to hit those boards hard. And, you know, if you know of a recruiter or you have worked with a recruiter, reach out to them again and be very firm in what you're looking for. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and then come back to me in about a month if I feel like you will get through, and you'll be able to tell me a little bit about what you found and how it's going for you, and that you did reach your goal, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Sony. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go directly to 201. Hello,
hi, I'm
201. Hi, Jennifer. What's your question today?
Any messages from spirit?
You know, because the radio, because it's a 30-minute radio show, again, I'm going to ask that if you do call in, you have a question lined up, ready, waiting to go. So do you have a direct question, love?
Is the person I'm seeing the right one, or someone else coming in the picture?
I'm going to tell you, somebody else is coming in the picture, and this person is coming in about a month, and I'm going to tell you, you need to clean up whatever you are doing. You already know this person that you're currently with has some stigmas, some stigmas. There's some stigma with this person. That's the word they're using.
Yeah.
But in about a month, somebody new is coming in, and this person is going to be quite dynamic for you. So clean up what you have going on now and get ready to move on, because when this new person comes in, you are going to be ready, set, go with this person, whether you've let go of the last person, this person. You're going to be ready, set, go with the new person, whether you let go of the current person or not. So just clean that up now, let it go, and move on. In about a month, this person's going to come in, and you are going to be happy, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. And call back and let me know, okay? Because I love to hear follow-up. Okay, excellent.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We are zooming right along, and I'm so grateful for all the callers today. I have time for a couple more, so next I'm going to go to 201. 201. Oh, no. Let me go to 443. 443, are you there? Hello, 443.
Hi, Kathy.
Well,
how are you?
I'm good, Kathy. What's your question today?
Well, I think I'm pretty sure I'm going to retire in January, and I want to know how it feels. Is it going to be financially
good? You know
what?
That feels really good. It feels great, and I feel like I'm going to tell you this. You're going to have the opportunity to retire in January. In December, you're going to think it's January, but I'm going to tell you it's going to be February, actually. And it might be the first week in February, but just the way everything falls, it's going to end up being February, and it's going to end up being better if you do it in that February time. Now, I am saying, again, it might be that first week in February, but because of something, whether it be, in cases like this, I always say, whether it be a bonus or a settlement package, or, I'm sorry?
It might be another surgery.
and it might be that. You might hold on to get that surgery to make sure that all is covered and you're getting paid. I'm going to tell you it's going to be February, and it's going to probably be that first into the second week of February. Now, if you prolong it, it will be the third week in March, okay? So you have a couple options, but the third week in March looks like it might be the cutoff time, like, okay, enough's enough already. But I feel like you could do January. You're not going to. In December, you're going to be like, that's it, January. But no, it's going to be that first to second week in February that you're actually going to do this. And all will be said and done by the third week of March is what I'm getting. Okay, sweetie?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, I am going to go to 504. Hello, 504. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. I'm fine. I was wondering if you could look at a relationship with me.
Sure. What do you want to know about it?
It's a friendship, and I'm wondering if it will ever move to another level.
Okay, you have to be very careful with this friendship. If you move it to another level, it's going to be complicated, and it will go back and forth for a bit of time, and it's going to leave you disoriented and confused is the word. Those are the words I'm getting, disoriented and confused, and it will be complicated if you try to move this to another level. I see this is a good connection between you two. I see that you both have good intentions. Now, is there a third person involved? Are one of you involved with somebody else at this time and point?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for confirming that, because I was getting there's another person involved. This other person isn't going away. Whoever the third person is, they are not going away, no matter what. And it will. That's where the complication comes in. That's where the that's why it goes back and forth. Like, okay, we're intimate. Okay, no, we're not. Okay, we're intimate. Okay, we're just friends, and it will complicate the friendship a great deal. So what I want to tell you is, if you feel like there is something there that should move forward, allow this person, allow for the third person to be completely exited before you start. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. What is the connection? I mean, why? I mean, is it a great relationship? I'm not clear on it at all.
I'm not sure really what you're asking right now.
Are you
asking about the connection between you and this guy, or the connection between the other person?
The other person.
I have like a minute left.
Oh.
And that would take a little bit more time to answer. So here's what, I'm just going to answer your original question. And usually I give everybody one question, and the answer is wait until the third person is out of the picture and then move forward with this person. Once that third person is out of the picture, you will be able to move forward easily, clearly, and quickly. But as long as the third person is involved, it's just going to be complicated, messy, and a heartache. Okay, sweetie?
I just think that I keep thinking they're gone and they're there. I keep thinking they're gone and they're back. That's why I'm confused. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is exactly what they're saying. And that is exactly what, make sure that they are gone. Don't play that game of, yeah, they are, no, they aren't. Make sure. But I do want to thank you so much for calling in today. I do have to sign off. Now, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you so much. It's been amazing to be here and to help you. If you did not get through today, please, I'm here every single Monday at noon. Please try back. As you've heard from a couple people today, it takes a bit to get through, but you finally do. So have your question ready when you do call in. And I love helping people, so please come back next week, and I will do my best to get you through next week. Have an absolutely amazing week, everybody. Love and blessings.